Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We're going to talk this morning about an interactive town hall that's going to take place on Thursday, July the 30th, and it is called Shaping the Future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg. John Holden's here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director for Stafford, and joining us by phone this morning is Tom Snyder with the group Riot, and we'll get into what that is all about in just a second. Tom, good morning to you by phone this morning. I guess you're, in North Carolina?
So Riot's headquartered in North Carolina, Ted. Thanks for having us. I'm actually in Virginia today, a little bit south and west of you in Blacksburg.
Oh, okay. Okay, go Virginia Tech. You're in their backyard. John, good to have you this morning. I haven't seen you in quite a while.
Good to see you, Ted. I think the world's changed since we last saw each other.
Boy, you are not kidding. Things have certainly changed a lot since we last talked. Let's talk about what this is all about this morning, and what this interactive town hall is all about. What are we looking at here?
Absolutely. It's the launch of a effort to do entrepreneurial development in Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg, focused around technology. But more than that, it's about creating and engaging the business community and entrepreneurs around doing business and doing an entrepreneurship. And for the last 2 years, I've been thinking about how we do that here in Stafford. And it's been a challenge because of the nature of Stafford being a rural suburban community, right? And I literally stumbled across this group that I've come to admire a lot. And I don't want to praise Tom too much, but he's a great guy. The fit was just perfect. And there's a lot more details we can get into. But at the end of the day, it's about this launch is about engaging the region about how we can do entrepreneurship, how we can help startups. And as I like to say, and you may have seen in some videos, entrepreneurship is not just about startups. It's about helping businesses grow. So this partnership allows us to do this in a very professional and efficient way because we frankly don't have the staff to do what Tom and his group can do.
A lot of pressure now on you, Tom, because you have been built up, and so the pressure is now on you. Talk about what you do and how what your group does and how it can help this region in Stafford County.
Yeah, thanks. I will see what I can do to live up to that pressure. Riot has been around for a number of years now. We're a nonprofit organization, and our focus is on entrepreneurial ecosystem growth. We have a strong belief that new jobs, new business, economic growth happens at the leading edge of technology. And we have managed to pull together a consortium of more than 80 big technology companies, engineering firms, other groups that sponsor ecosystem growth. And we started this in Raleigh, North Carolina, really around this definition of entrepreneurship that John alluded to, which is not just, two guys in a garage creating a startup company, but is also, every established business finding new ways to make money, creating new jobs. We measure our success in terms of job growth, but we run a number of different kind of programs and activities that we'll get into, I'm sure, during the conversation today, that all are around where are the new jobs going to be and how do we prepare regions to create those jobs and grow new companies, grow new divisions within existing companies, and so on and so forth.
Well, John, when you talk about the whole entrepreneurship, and especially as Tom just described it, about new ways to make money, most people do look upon startups and entrepreneurship like he said, just a couple of guys. And I know you've been that's been something since I've known you.
Absolutely.
You've been looking for different ways to get people to think outside the box.
Absolutely, and I think we've talked about, and I've talked publicly about creativity and innovation, and entrepreneurship is another side of that coin, if you will. It is we're social animals, and the way that new ideas come about is through interactions of ideas and people. And with all due respect to technology servers and systems, that happens when people get together. Some of the greatest stories in innovation is when, you know, the innovator, the scientist, meets the marketing or the finance guy, and sparks fly, right? Mm-hmm. And there's tons of stories about that. And that's what an entrepreneurial ecosystem is all about, because it helps those that have the idea discover their markets and maybe get that spark of idea of how to better finance their startup, or how to better position their startup to meet the market demand. The interesting thing is that happens around community. And as we've talked on other subjects, Stafford is a great place to live and work, yet we still don't have that place where those ideas and people can come together to do that very thing. And so we're doing it virtually right now. We have other ideas on how to create places, which is a whole other subject, probably for another time. This is kind of one of the third wheels of economic development. And since I've gotten here, I've tried to find a way to do it. And I think with this partnership, we have a great opportunity to do that.
Well, and Tom, it seems like when we talk about what's going to happen and what the world's going to look like post-COVID, these are conversations that that localities need to be having right now, because things are going to change.
Without question. What people forget is things change all the time. It just happens that because of COVID and the recent civil unrest and around racial equity, all of these current events are really just forcing change and fast forward. And every business needs to adapt to that change. When I talk about jobs being created at the forefront of technology, it's because as technology evolves, you know, every business changes. We no longer have horse and buggy drivers, of course, because cars came along. Well, guess what? Drivers are going to go away because cars are going to become autonomous. But that's going to create new opportunities. COVID is no different. When we have periods of really, really rapid change, those are the best times to invest in looking at how should I be doing something different? What new opportunities have arisen? And so what Stafford is doing, to me, is very forward-looking and very smart, just to say this is the perfect time to really assess how do we build stronger community, how do we collaborate in better ways to seize those opportunities in our community.
How did you get involved in all of this, Tom? What's your story, and I guess also Riot's story?
I am an engineer, and so have always been a problem solver, and I worked in large multinational public companies for the first 20 years or so of my career. And there were three times in my career when I laid off very profitable, successful teams because the quarterly earnings of the much, much larger organization were just not where Wall Street wanted them to be. And that was very frustrating to me, because I felt like there were folks that were working really, really hard and doing great work who were just at the whims of much, much larger power. And so I thought to myself, it would be interesting to find ways to help people to better control their own destiny. And that really moved me into the startup and entrepreneurial space. What was interesting is as we started the organization, and I'll tell that origin story in a moment, it's kind of an accidental organization, but we found that there was a thirst in the community for the kinds of resource and programs that we produce, but also that it didn't just apply to small entrepreneurial organizations. It really applied to people within organizations of all sizes and within municipal government and academia and many other places. So for me, it became a little bit of a quest based on some things that had happened earlier in my career to see, you know, how can I make a difference and help get people to a position where they have a little bit more control of their own destiny?
Interesting. Tom Snyder here with Riot, and we'll talk about the company and how it started as we go along this morning. John Holden is here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director. There is an interactive town hall shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg. It's Thursday, the 30th. It is a online Zoom situation, and we'll talk about signing up for that and getting involved in that free program when we come back. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com, TourStaffordVA.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John Holden is here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director for Stafford County. We're also joined on the program this morning by Tom Snyder with the group Riot. We're talking about an interactive town hall shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg, Thursday the 30th of July, 1 to 3. It is a Zoom event. Before we get into the event, Tom, we were talking a little bit about you. What's the story on Riot and how the company got came about? Because boy, you really see how what you do really can help a community.
The group didn't start as a company from the start. Really, we started as a meetup group. We were the Raleigh Internet of Things group. That's where the Riot name came from. We saw the Internet of Things as this umbrella term for these new technologies that are changing the world right now. The data is moving from the Internet age, where every business has needs a website and an email address and a mobile phone, to now the data economy, where every business needs to be looking at real-time data and applying artificial intelligence to it. And, you know, and this is not just for technology companies, right? This is what's preventing credit card fraud at the pay station, at the coffee shop. These are things that are impacting every single business. And we started this meetup group just to bring together people to talk about how are emerging technologies going to change my business. And what was interesting, I'm based in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, which is considered one of the biggest tech hubs in the world, and employees from some of the most well-recognized technology brands started coming to our meetup asking us, hey, we know this is important. We're not sure what to do. How can you help? And that was the unmet market need that we built a nonprofit around, to convene people, to educate people, to become the experts, to help people think about how do we transform our business and do new things. And it just kind of, it grew from there. So we went from Raleigh Internet of Things to the regional Internet of Things, and we've just stopped making it an acronym at all. We're just Riot now, and trying to help as many people around the country as we can.
And boy, I can see, John, how you two did kind of meet up, because as Tom talks, these are some of the same conversations from really the first time you came in here, when you first got the job, and we kind of talked in broad terms. Those were some of the things you were talking about a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. As I said, it's people think of economic development as attracting businesses, and that's what part of it is, and that's where it started in the 1850s, right? Another aspect of it is, of course, helping existing businesses grow. And it's at that vergence where you can help entrepreneurs, because everyone doing business is an entrepreneur, yeah, right, at the end of the day. And finding a way to put all those pieces together is one of the biggest challenges we have in designing an economic development effort and program. And that's some of the things we talked about early on. As I thought about how we do this, I happened to be actually at a conference meeting with international businesses looking to start in the U.S. And a colleague of Tom's was a speaker. And we happened to talk after, in a break where these things happen, right, where I talk about people get together and have ideas. And it just dawned on me. So we started talking more. And, again, their approach just seemed to fit Stafford and the region for a couple of reasons. It fits Stafford because it's about a program. It's not a thing you can take and put in a place. It's not a what we used to call incubators, right? It's not that. It's a program. It's about pulling people together and putting ideas together. Secondarily, the whole focus on technology. I had an aha moment roughly in the fall of last year after I talked to a couple of our larger companies in Stafford, having to be cyber-based companies. And, of course, you're aware of our smart city effort and the technology around that. And in the morning, they talked about cyber, and it was all about data. And then in the afternoon, I had this other meeting, and it was about smart cities, and it was all about data. And I talked to Tom, and as he just said, it's all about data. And I'm like, okay, aha, there's the thing, right? I mean, you know, you can hit me on the head a couple times, but finally it starts to sink in, right? And that's when it all came together, and we were fortunate enough to work with a regional granting agency called Go Virginia and put this plan together and went through all the steps and hoops and check marks and everything else, and now we're starting this initiative here in Stafford. Again, as Tom alluded to, entrepreneurship is, of course, for anyone. Technology is now for anyone. You know, farmers are using technology in smart ways. Obviously, retail stores and restaurants, if they aren't using it, are going to start using it probably because of COVID, among other reasons. You know, don't let the technology side scare it off. It's a great piece of it, but it's really about doing entrepreneurship and fostering business growth.
But Tom Snyder was right here. John Holden, the Stafford Economic Development and Tourism Director on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It seems like this kind of approach, and especially now with dealing with COVID and all that, and having an interactive town hall to talk about these subjects, really what a great kind of an icebreaker for a lot of people to really learn about some of these things that you two have been talking about this morning.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think that it's important to recognize as well, the town hall is architected to help, you know, to teach and to educate, but it's also really to hear from the community. There is no, you know, exact formula that if you do exactly this, you will be successful. Instead, what you do is you bring in the various tools, you make things accessible to people. But, you know, what we really want to get out of this is understanding what are people thinking right now? What are the concerns? What are the ideas in this post-COVID world? What are the opportunities and the specific, you know, strengths and assets of the region that we need to amplify. So, you know, the goal isn't to come in here and replace a lot of things or to change a lot of what's working. It's to identify the gaps, see how we can fill those, and really, really importantly, to break that mentality of thinking that you have to be that expert technologist to participate in this next big wave of the economy. We want to move away from the idea of it has to be those two guys in a garage. It can be the two girls in the living room or the family on the farm. You know, anyone can be an entrepreneur. And if we create a really, really inclusive community and get people working together, we can achieve that.
So how do I sign up?
So gostaffordva.com/events. /events. Again, gostaffordva.com/events. We'll get into the event here probably a little bit sooner, but some more about how it's going to be structured and all that. The interesting thing is, as Thomas is alluding, when people like Tom's group or others that work with entrepreneurs, they do something called customer discovery. It's a primary thing that many entrepreneurs fail. That's the best part of entrepreneurship. You fail and you do something new. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons they fail is they don't look at what really the customers want. They have a great idea and here's what we're going to sell, as opposed to saying, what do the customers want and how can I make my big idea fit? And so as we brought the program together, we thought, well, let's ask that same question. And that's what Tom was alluding to, and that's the point of the virtual town hall is to get input from the community on subject matters and ideas and how we engage them in what we think we can bring to collectively.
And I like, Tom, when you mentioned just to, you know, that you are there to listen to the community. It's not like this is going to be a lecture and all of that. You're there to see what some of the ideas are, I guess.
That's right. And the worst thing we could possibly do is have people suffer through another Zoom call where you're sitting and you're watching a PowerPoint deck and somebody drone on and on. That's not the goal here. The goal is to be interactive. So everyone that joins this event will have an opportunity to have their voice heard. We'll bring everybody into a large group. We'll explain a little bit about what we're trying to achieve, and then we're going to break people into the virtual breakout rooms to really do the networking and the discussions and the things that that create more conversational level interaction. So everyone that participates, we're relying on them to listen, to learn, but also to share their views. And then we'll aggregate all that information and we'll report out after the event what we've learned.
Go staffordva.com/events to sign up. This is free, right, John? This is a free event. It's an interactive town hall shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg. It's Thursday, July 30th, 1 to 3. It is on Zoom. Tom Snyder with Riot is here along with John Holden, the Economic Development and Tourism Director in Stafford County. More coming up. There are breakout sessions that Tom just referred to, and we will talk about some of the topics there and what will be discussed. Again, an interactive town hall Thursday the 30th, 1 to 3 on Zoom. It's free. Go staffordva.com/events. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about an interactive town hall coming up in Stafford on July the 30th. That's a Thursday afternoon, 1 to 3. It is a Zoom meeting. John Holden is here, the Economic Development and Tourism Director with Stafford County, and Tom Snyder is here with the group Riot. Tom, as I understand it, as you just mentioned a few minutes ago, there'll be kind of the opening of this on Zoom, and then you'll go into just some breakout areas. Describe some of the topics and just some of the things that you envision will be talked about on this day.
Thanks, Ted. We want to engage folks in a number of different technology areas, but again, encourage anyone, even if they're not feeling like they're a technology expert, to participate. But we're certainly going to dive into cybersecurity. That's a strength in the region. There's lots of opportunities there. Every single one of these data opportunities that I've described has to be protected and secure. So that's an area of great importance. Smart cities is something that John has mentioned before. In this program, that's an area that Stafford has a lot of focus in. We want to demystify what that means. Anything that has smart in front of it, by the way, is really part of this Internet of Things and data economy. I think eventually we're going to stop calling them smart watches. We're just going to call them watches again.
Yeah.
We might start calling these things cities again. But you know, what does that mean in the near term? So you know, that's an area of focus. We're going to create about a half a dozen or so different kind of topic areas where people can get into smaller group sessions, talk about what does this mean for my business, what does this mean for my career, and we'll again aggregate those different results, bring them back together. John, what are a couple of the areas maybe that you're super excited to listen in on yourself?
Well, I think those subject areas you spoke of will obviously attract some of our existing companies as well as people that are, you know, more the technologists. But we want to keep it broad, as you say, even though it's about data and technology. So, you know, a general subject around entrepreneurship, another breakout will be on innovation, which, of course, are two of my hot buttons. And we've talked to some existing business companies, entrepreneurs and innovators that are going to be in those rooms, if you will, to help spur dialogue and communication. Business leaders in Stafford and the region, and then of course we'll have given where we are in the world today and what's going on, we'll have a post-COVID kind of conversation as well. And so, you know, if an entrepreneur or a business thinking about, you know, how do I change my business to react to this new world order, or how do I have to change my business, that might be an area of conversation as well. And again, the idea is to not turn people off from a Zoom event. It's really the majority of the event is in these smaller rooms, if you will, and a dialogue. And I want to really emphasize that because, as Tom alluded to, we're here to listen. We'll spark conversation and dialogue, but we really need to hear. Obviously, we have some subject areas. We just got to put people in, right? But we really want to hear what business people and community leaders are thinking about these things, both from the customer side, but also from the business side. Because when those two things collide is when you have an idea that may help a business open up a new market for itself or spin off a new company.
But Tom, it does seem that this really for some businesses who come in here, and like you say, there may be people that, you know, don't understand the whole smart cities or even smart watches. I mean, you know, that a lot of these terms just seem so big. This is a great opportunity to kind of get your feet wet on some of this, and even if you just sit back in some of these rooms, I think you could probably learn a whole lot.
No question. And I'd like to talk too about, you know, what's the outcome we're trying to achieve. There's no good reason to hold an event that just is a single thing in time that then doesn't create any momentum or create any follow-up action or change. And so the goal here is, you know, to listen, to learn, and then the kinds of things that Riot has done in other communities after this customer discovery phase that John talked about is develop out specific programs that, you know, create the support framework for business growth, for economic growth, for new company formation, and so on. And so expect this not to be a standalone event, but a series of events that we're going to hold in partnership over the next year. And some of the agendas of what groups we'll bring together are going to be informed by this event as we look at future planning. And then ultimately what we're trying to build towards are business support resources. Riot runs a startup accelerator today in Raleigh, North Carolina. We run it in a small community called Wilson, North Carolina, in the eastern part of the state, supporting rural entrepreneurship. We're in discussions with towns in Pennsylvania and Colorado, other places to expand these programs. But what has been really interesting is that the accelerator that we run attracts startups from all over the world wanting to participate in this Internet of Things economy. But it also attracts in corporate teams. It attracts small Main Street businesses that are looking to do things a little bit different and leverage technology to either drive new top-line revenue or bottom-line efficiencies and cost savings and so on. So this event really is more of a kickoff of a much broader effort than just a single event.
I appreciate that, Tom. This is John again. That's a good point. Again, this was a part of a program, an economic development program that I wanted to help foster here in Stafford. And this is the launch of a program. It is a project, but it's a long-term program that I hope to foster. I mean, you think of the opportunity of, quote, in the old days, networking, right? You would meet people at a reception and shake hands and maybe have a refreshment together. This is an opportunity to do that safely in the COVID world, but think about the opportunity of meeting you know, a successful business owner in the cybersecurity arena, talking to someone who has an idea about a way to do their restaurant different. That's what this program, but particularly this event, will help foster. We've reached out to some of our leading companies and asked for senior executives to participate, and they are in this program in these various virtual rooms. So it's a chance to hear their story a little bit and to get that little bit of spark and insight from other entrepreneurs in and around the region, not just Stafford. As Tom alluded to, we look to see how this will grow into something that will that we can support in this region.
Well, and the fact that, like you said, that this is a regional kind of thing, it would have been easy just to make it. Let's keep it all Stafford, but you know, sure. You've always talked about recognizing that the economic development in this area is you'd obviously focus on Stafford, but there is a regional component to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and you know,
and regional really is global at this point.
Yeah,
fundamentally. Riot's a connecting organization, and we provide resources. But you know, every business is built on a very limited number of technology platforms from multinational businesses. You know, they're built on someone's cloud. They're built on someone's cellular network. They leverage semiconductor and sensing devices and analytics and things that are deployed by the largest of the large technology companies. And those are the Riot sponsors. And so we help to create connections between someone who says, I would really like the quality of life that Stafford or Fredericksburg or King George County or the whole region provides. I don't want to necessarily have to live in downtown New York City or Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles. I want to live in a different place, but I understand that through technology I can still run just about any kind of business from any location. And we're the connector that help those entrepreneurs and those problem solvers to connect to the technology platforms and tools and the professional networks that enable you to be successful, because it's very difficult to be successful as a solopreneur, say, with just no professional network. So through this convening, through bringing people together, hopefully face to face in the not too distant future, as John mentioned, we really are here to support and create those networks and those support structures for business to happen in place wherever someone wants to build it.
So Tom, when this is over, is it considered a success for you if you've got a number of these people walk away with some new ideas and want to continue the conversation?
Yeah, success to us really is measured in terms of engagement. We want to see that people are learning. At the end of the day, we measure ourselves based on job creation. So, we'll look back hopefully in a number of years in the future at this partnership and, how many new companies were created, how many jobs were created, and so forth. But in the very short term, it's getting engaged. We love to find the people, my organization is called Riot, right? We look to people that are trying to hack the system, that are looking for shortcuts, that are being creative. And so, if you're in transition right now, you've been furloughed, you're looking for your new opportunity, come join. Think about how you might get engaged. If you've been in a company that's been doing business for the same way for 10 years and hasn't really changed much, well, things like COVID are going to force changes upon you. Come and learn. So we're looking for engagement. If folks want to, look for even a shortcut hack, we've just launched a meetup group in the area called Riot Virginia. Go ahead and sign up. You'll learn more about other things that are going on in the area. If you're in your car right now on your commute and you couldn't write down the longer URL that John just said, go to riot.org. Super easy to find. We've got the event there. You can link back to register on the Stafford page from our site. We would love to see people start to engage even ahead of the July 30th event.
And the region, we call it the Fredericksburg region, it is, but you got to remember Stafford's part of Northern Virginia as well. So there's a wealth of experience and entrepreneurs, and just the conversations I've had with Tom and his crew have put me in touch with people in Tennessee and people in, where was the other one, Colorado, I think, just about what we're doing. And they're like, well, can we join this thing? I said, yeah, join in. Here's the link. I mean, there's no boundary to this thing. There's various ways to find it. Again, Tom alluded to it, go to riot.org, our website. So far we have over 170 people registered, and we're still 20-some days out. So we're looking forward to a really rich dialogue, and I want to emphasize that this is the start of something. This isn't just a one-off, right? This is part of a grant, and I can get into all the government speak, but at the end of the day, Tom and his crew will be here over the course of the many months, hopefully for a long time. We'll be working with them to put on programs, perhaps more traditional in-person programs, to continue this dialogue based on what we learn on July 30th.
Well, and I guess the other thing, another thing to look at too is, you know, as the smart city in Stafford takes place and takes off, this fits in perfectly.
There's a whole other sector of the economy that Stafford is going to is the Commonwealth's leader in this area because of the investment that the Commonwealth and CIT, the Center for Innovative Technology, has made in Stafford. We will be a model for smart city technology in the Commonwealth, if not, quite frankly, North America. And you don't think that's going to encourage entrepreneurship and ideas? I mean, what else is, right? So we need to bring that to Stafford in the region. And maybe there's someone, maybe there's two women sitting in their garage right now tinkering with something that may, that would get an idea from some of the from the networking we're doing and help them launch the new greatest app.
What's exciting to talk to you also, Tom, is that you know you with so much of just conventionally when you start looking at the economy and woe is me and what's going to happen to this and that and what you know with COVID and everything, you take a different approach at this. That there are opportunities here, and let's start looking ahead and start looking out at what we can do.
Yeah, we frequently say the economy really hasn't shut down because of COVID. It's just the market dramatically changed, and a lot of companies were not well architected to shift and pivot to where the market has gone. But the market has gone from buying in a store to buying online. Now, obviously, that already existed, but it's really been put into fast forward. In the meantime, there are brand new things that are happening. You know, there are distilleries that are have shifted from making liquor to making hand sanitizer. There are companies that are adapting. We want to help people understand that with technologies, you can do that really, really quickly. And one point I also want to make just real quickly is everything we do is free. If you're going to be an inclusive, engaging organization and create opportunities for anybody, we think it's really important that all the support that we give to entrepreneurs and small business is free. We have corporate sponsors that pay for that, and if it, there are companies listening in that want to be a part of supporting something like this, we'd love to talk to them. But just we won't help people if we don't build some trust. And right off the bat, we want people to know coming into something like this isn't luring people into a sales pitch. It really is something that the government in Stafford is supporting to support both their citizens and the entire region. And Riot's happy to be a part of that.
Interactive Town Hall, shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg. It is Thursday, July 30th, from 1 to 3, online through Zoom. You can sign up. It's a free event. Go gostaffordva.com/events or go to riot.org for information and sign up and get involved in this. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Tom Snyder with Riot here. John Holden, the Economic Development and Tourism Director for Stafford County. We will wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Great stuff this morning. An interactive town hall shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg takes place Thursday the 30th, 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Thursday afternoon, again, online. It's a Zoom event. And we'll give you information again on how you can sign up for this free event in just a second. Tom Snyder with Riot here. John Holden, the Economic Development and Tourism Director for Stafford County here this morning. And as we look at the future, and as John, as we shaping the future, Stafford got some money through the CARES Act, and the Board of Supervisors last night allocated some of that money.
They did. Thank you. Yes, the Federal CARES Act allocated some funds to all jurisdictions, Virginia. Stafford County Board of Supervisors allocated slightly more than $2 million to the Stafford EDA for what was essentially be a round three of COVID-19 grants to small businesses. I wanted to bring that up because one of the programs we're looking at is how businesses have and need to respond to what Tom alluded to. It's a market change. It's not that the economy is shut down. The market has shifted dramatically.
Right? Yeah.
So one of the areas, of course, this is federal money. There's lots of rules and regulations. But one of the areas that is an allowable opportunity that we're going to design a program around is what obviously people have had to buy things and PPE and all that kind of stuff. But there's also technology that's being bought or being designed that businesses can buy, and that's one of the eligible activities of these grant funds. We'll also have other programs just to help those most impacted, primarily in the service arena. But the idea of innovation and responding to this market change is one of the opportunities we can help fund through these programs.
Tom Snyder was right. It seems like this is a great opportunity that the business professionals and just businesses in the area don't want to sit out this. This is a couple of hours that really can reshape and maybe re-energize your business.
Without any question, and businesses need to do that right now. The market has changed in every sector, and if you're not thinking about that right now, you're already falling behind. You may not know. So absolutely encourage people to come, listen in, learn what they can, contribute what they can, and promise that this will be an ongoing dialogue, not just a two-hour Zoom session and then we're gone forever.
John, you've got to be excited about this, just
absolutely,
because this is as much as we have talked about these topics, this is really kind of the first step now into really a concrete. And you've got Tom here, and you've got, you know, it's all coming together.
We've been able to, again, it's like it's similar to attracting a new business to an economy, a Stafford. We're just bringing a new nonprofit that is very engaging in what we're trying to do here. And so it's a very exciting start for us, and I'm looking forward to this partnership. And what, frankly, really is important to me is what Tom has alluded to, is the way they engage people. It's evident in what they've done. If you look them up online and just the programs and the humor of which it's brought to, I'm looking forward to this partnership. I think it's a great fit for Stafford. I think it's a great fit for our region. As I said, it fits into so many parts of our economy, from the technology and the smart technology, the cyber technology, but it's also a way to bring community together, which is something that, as you know, I'm quite passionate about as well. So I'm very excited about this launch. Please look on gostaffordva.com. You can find it there, or /events. Look us up on LinkedIn. And you'll see us talking about it. And again, it's the start of something. And part of the point of the 30th is, what is the something, right? We don't know. We have to listen to others to figure out what that something is.
Riot.org, also riot.org. Mm-hmm. You can also find out. It's an interactive town hall shaping the future of Stafford and Greater Fredericksburg, a Zoom event on July 30th from 1 to 3. Tom Snyder with Riot. Tom, great talking to you. I hope to talk to you again, and maybe sometime you'll be in the area, and we'll do one of these programs and drag you into the studio this early hour.
I look forward to it, and I absolutely will be in the area, so we'll make that happen.
Tom Snyder with Riot. John Holden, Economic Development and Tourism Director with Stafford County. John, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Good
and
to see
I look
you,
forward to picking up and doing things again. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. That is it. Thank you for listening this morning. We'll see you in the morning. Stay safe on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.